Hello guys and welcome. I have a brand new series that I know you guys are going to love. I am with Pastor Manja. Now I know you haven't heard from him in a while. You're probably wondering what happened to him. Well, he's back with a lot of information. Manja, welcome.
Thank you.
What can we expect from you this time round?
This time, we will be talking marriage relationship between a husband and a wife. We will be focusing on the way we relate to one another, the way we deal with one another, the way we talk to one another. All of this is because many times in marriage, the bulk of our issues stem from the way we relate to one another. And other things that come up and end up being issues could have been solved purely by the way we deal with one another. So we'll spend a lot of time with that. And we're going to spring from the point of view of respect. I know this will appeal to a lot of the men, but there's a lot of stuff in there for the wives as well.
Respect.
Respect.
So from what you said, it seems a lot of the problems come from the way people view respect, and those problems could be avoided.
Also from what we expect from one another in relation to respect. As we talk about it, you will notice that what the husband expects when he thinks respect is different from what the wife expects when she thinks respect, even when she's talking about respecting the husband. And because of that, sometimes they have a clash of whether there was disrespect or whether the wife was innocently being just herself and the husband feels disrespected, or whether the wife was being deliberately disrespectful, and so on. So a lot of the things, conversations we have in marriage will even move from the content of a conversation to how the other person spoke. You move from a fight about the car to the way you talk to me about the car. And then if you're unable to resolve that, you will realize that the fight will never get back to the car. It will end with how you talk to me. And even when you pick it up next time, that's where it starts and it moves on.
Okay, so it seems like a lot of problems is how something was said, and then the real issue is shelved completely and people continue fighting.
That can happen. This is why it's important for us to deal with it, to talk about it, to explain to the wife where the husband comes from and to the husband where the wife comes from, because that understanding can help us deal with each other differently.
Okay. And then anything else we can expect in this new series?
We are going to deal with intimacy. Mm-hmm. Of course, we are not going to go into graphic details of how-tos. We'll talk about general things that can be very specific that affect intimacy in marriage. For example, in that I usually summarize it by saying the husbands expect promise and the wives expect a good atmosphere. Once we work on those two things, the intimacy flows. We'll get into details when we talk about it.
Oh,
that
yeah,
part
I
of
really...
the conversation, we'll title that Promises and Atmospheres. Okay. So that you can understand that the atmosphere you create can do great wonders for your wife. And for the wife, just giving your husband a sense of promise in many, many ways can do wonders for your marriage as well.
I'm really getting eager, Manja, because, you know, from the two series we had last time, oh man, it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, it did a lot for me and my wife. Even though a lot of the information was stuff that maybe we should have done as we were dating, but it still shed a lot of light on so many issues. And now I'm really keen to really get into what we have in this new series, Together Forever.
Together Forever. We'll touch on in-laws. We'll touch on finances, because they're important for you as a couple. We'll touch on those things so that you can... Everyone has a different set of in-laws from the next person, but there are certain broad principles that when you see them implemented in your marriage, you can realize that in-laws can be a blessing. Even those who are refusing to be a blessing can be so managed that they don't become a pain. We'll deal with that.
Great. So guys, this is just an overview. There's so much that we're going to talk about. And as usual, we'll appreciate your questions and your comments. But this new series is Together Forever. So next time, we'll go straight into our first topic. So make sure you don't miss it. What are we going to have in the first topic?
In the first topic, we'll talk about respect. Now, for those who may be expecting us to cover issues of communication, don't worry, that'll be dealt with. It's just as the angle is designed to be more practical than a broad term that is general that says communication. When we talk about respect, we'll get into the nitty-gritties of how husband and wife will relate to one another, and we'll take it from there.
All right, so guys, you don't want to miss. Next week, we're going to look at respect and how that affects the relationship. Until next time, I'm Dumisani Mfune.
And I'm Mandla Lupondwana.